चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वातन श्रेया तैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावद जीवन आनंदम बोधि वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृतास्वादन सर्वात्म स्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण शंकर। I told about this last day that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not wrote any book. Only this 8 slokas and also some slokas he has written. But those slokas are not authentic, where he has told or not. But these 8 slokas he has written himself. These slokas are not साधारण नहीं है, नॉट ऑर्डिनरी श्लोक्स। दे आर मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट दैन गीता। दीज 8 श्लोक्स आर सो इम्पॉर्टेंट, मोर देन वेद उपनिषद। वेद हैज कम फ्रॉम द नोज ऑफ कच्छप देव, कच्छप या मत्स आर एनी, नॉट बाई हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण, गर्भोदर साई विष्णु परहैप्स। गीता ही हैज टोल्ड हिमसेल्फ टू अर्जुन,
राम कृष्ण, गीता बाई लॉर्ड कृष्ण,
ही हैज स्पोकन। सो गीता इज ऑल्सो इम्पोर्टेंट, but I think that he was Dwarkadhish Krishna who told Gita, and he was sitting on the chariot of Arjuna. He was not telling for Arjuna, but showing him, he was telling for whole world, all conditioned souls. His all teachings are jewels, especially Manmana Bhava, Madhbhakto, Madhyamji, Matyaji, Mang Namaskuru, Mam Eva Ishyasi, Kaunteya, Pratijanihi, Name Bhaktah Praneshati, Sarvadharmana Pratyajamam, Ekam Sharanam Braja, Antuam Sarva Papibhyo Mukhyasyam Vasucha. This is the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads. But the essence of Gita and essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is this 8 slokas told by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In these slokas he has told Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojana. You know that in the last pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was always full of separation mode. Sometimes he used to sink in webs of sea in separation mode. Sometimes at Chatak Parvat, sometimes at Jagannath Temple, sometimes to Jagannath Vatika, the garden of Jagannath Dev. Sometimes his all parts of his body were so long, sometimes like a tortoise. In anywhere it has been known, कहीं भी इसका वर्णन नहीं मिलता है दूसरे शास्त्रों में। प्रेम के अत्यंत निगूढ़ भाव, अष्ट सात्विक इत्यादि जो भाव है, किसी में नहीं देखा गया ऐसा। नेवर एनी वन सॉ ऑल दीज अष्ट सात्विक भाव, व्यभिचारी भाव इन एनी वन। इवन ए पंडित लाइक, इवन ए स्कॉलर लाइक सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य, ही कुड नॉट अंडरस्टैंड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। He told that, I have read in books, but I have never seen the symptoms of Ashtasattvik Bhava, Vyabhichari Bhava, in anyone in this world. Even all these symptoms were not disclosed in Srimad Bhagavat also. I think that all these modes were in Srimati Radhika Ji. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took down this. And at that time in Gambhira, only Sarup Damodara Ramananda were consolating him like Lalita and Vishakha. Once he was weeping so bitterly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, I cannot be saved. Oh Krishna, come at once, otherwise I am dying." He was bitterly weeping in the midnight, Sarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda were there. They were telling his slokes, reciting his so many slokes, helpful for that mood. Gobind was weeping and telling that why these two persons are coming here and making weep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They should go at once. Unko bhi chala jana chahiye. Us samay mein Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji in shlokon ka rasaswadan karte the aur Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda is shlokon ko Mahaprabhu ji ko suna karke aur iske anurup Chandidas Vidyapati गीत गोविंद जगन्नाथ बल्लभ श्रीमद् भागवत के श्लोक राजपंचाध्यायी के श्लोक इत्यादि के द्वारा महाप्रभु को तरह तरह से संतना देते थे। एक समय महाप्रभु जी बड़े दुखी हो रहे थे। ही वाज सो नॉट अनहैप्पी, फीलिंग सो मच सेपरेशन। हा कृष्ण, फेयर यू आर, फेयर यू आर। Sarup Damodar saw that he is so weeping, feeling so separation. He told that, "Oh, Krishna is here in your heart. Why you are so anxious and why you are so worried? He is always, he cannot go out of your heart. Oh, he is here, here, here." And telling this, he took his hands and began to chirna, tear his heart. "Oh, I will see here just now. Oh, he is here." And when his knucks, nails, he began to tear, at once Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, they unke hath ko pakad diya, they
caught his hands.
They could not consolate. At that time, these 8 slokes and so many good explanations, they were testing 8 slokes. From Sambandha Gyan and Prem Prayojan last, Ashlishva Padratang Pinastumang Adarsanan Marmhatang Korotuva Jatha Tatha Vidatha Tulampato Matprana Tasusai Manapara. They used to test all these slokes. Mahabhav, Rasaraj Bhav, like Chaitanya Krishna and Radhika. So these are not ordinary slokes. We should try to hear the explanations of these 8 slokes, beginning from Cheto Darpan Marjanam and finishing Ashlishwa Padaratam Pinastumanga Darshan. So everything, all rushes, especially the mood of Srimati Radhika, Gopi's mood, everything is there. So in the last of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has added these 8 slokes and is explained. I wanted to explain it daily, but we are going here and there, and we have no such time that we can explain. And we are, I am not also so much qualified to explain all these slokes. But I know that these are sar of also Gita and Bhagavat also. And also the essence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Swarup Damodar has explained something in his karcha something. And it was in the Raghunath Das Goswami. And from Raghunath Das, Krishna was inspired all these things. So he has explained something. He has told Cheto Darpanam Arjanam at first. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has wrote explanation named Sanmodan Bhashya. Hoi Sanmodan, Sat. Hoi Sat, they are Sat. Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all our disciples Acharya. For their modan, for their pleasing, he has written this. If there was no Sanmodan Bhashya, then we could not have known all these things which he has written. So many good things, it has इसको अच्छी तरह से खुला नहीं है. वेदों शास्त्रों में भी, श्रीमद् भागवत में भी, किसी भी ग्रंथों में भी नहीं लिखा गया. यहाँ तक रूप गोस्वामी के ग्रंथों में भी इसका पूरा समाधान नहीं मिलता. जीव तत्व इत्यादि के संबंध में भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी भी कम नहीं है किसी तरह से. इसलिए उन्होंने ऐसे तत्वों को प्रकाश किया है. उन्होंने इसमें लिखा जो उस दिन मैं बतला रहा था कल परसों. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर जी इस जगत के नहीं है. ही इज नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड. ही इज कमल मंजरी, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट बिलवेड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका. समहर इट हैज बीन टोल्ड दैट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर गदाधर पंडित के प्रकाश है. प्रणाम मंत्र में है. सो यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट वेल दैट हु वाज श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर. ही टेलिंग दैट जीव द सोल्स हियर आर तटस्था शक्ति. ये तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इस जगत में जितने भी बद्ध जीव हैं, ये लोग गोलोक वृंदावन के नहीं रहने वाले हैं या वैकुंठ के रहने वाले नहीं हैं. ये सभी तटस्था शक्ति से उत्पन्न है. इसीलिए वो कह रहे हैं जीव गोस्वामी का तत्व संदर्भ से लेकर के कह रहे हैं एकम एव परम तत्वम स्वभाविका स्वभाविकी अचिंत शक्त्या सर्वदा स्वरूप तद्रूप वैभव जीव प्रधान रूपेण चतुर्धा अवतिष्ठते. एंड ही हैज आल्सो एडेड लाइक सूर्यांतर सूर्यमंडल तेज इव
tad rasmi
tad pratichhavi rupena. He has written, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that ekam eva paramatattam svabhavika chinta saptya. Krishna is one without second. Paramatattva ek hai. उनमें अचिंत शक्ति है, अघटन पठन पटेशी शक्ति वाले हैं. कृष्ण इज नॉट निर्विशेष, नॉट निराकार, नॉट निगेटिव. कृष्ण इज ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ सो मेनी अनंत शक्ति. एंड अनंत शक्ति इज नॉट अनंत शक्ति बट पराशक्ति इज वन. एंड पराशक्ति विविधायु श्रूयते. एक ही पराशक्ति कोटि कोटि शक्तियों के रूप में प्रकाशित होती है. जब जैसा कार्य करती है उसका नाम वैसा हो जाता है. पराशक्ति इज वन शक्ति. कृष्ण इज वन, सो हिज शक्ति इज वन एंड सी इज कॉल्ड पराशक्ति. बट इट मैनिफेस्ट इन सो मेनी लैक्स एंड लैक्स वे. लादनी शक्ति, संबित शक्ति, संदिनी शक्ति, चित शक्ति, जीव शक्ति, माया शक्ति, सत चित आनंद ज्ञान बल क्रिया. चित शक्ति तटस्थ शक्ति या जड़ा शक्ति. तो से लाख रूपों में इसमें वात्सल्य कृपा शक्ति, ऐश्वर्य शक्ति, इन लैक्स लैक्स वे ही इसी मैनिफेस्ट. इसलिए पराश शक्ति विविध सूयते स्वभाव की ज्ञान बल याचर. सो बाय दिस कृष्ण हैज कम लाइक स्वरूप. Swarup means Swayang Rup. And he is Krishna in Vrindavan, son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and he is beloved of all the gopis, especially of Srimati Radhika. Having float, peacock feathers, Tribhanga Lalit, and Lalit. धीर ललित नायक, द्वारकाधीश, मथुरेश, बलदेव प्रभु, ऑल द अवतार्स दे आर तद्रूप वैभव. बट एज ए तत्व वन एंड द जीवास अचिंत भेदा भेद, दे आर नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम कृष्ण एंड प्रधान. प्रधान मीन्स माया. फ्रॉम विच दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज मैनिफेस्टेड. ही हैज गिवन ए इंस्टेंस एंड इंस्टेंस of Swarup like sun, Tadrup Vaibhav, Surya Mandal, and Jeev Rashmi, rays of sun, not rays. In rays, particles. The particles are like Jeev. And after that, Pradhan Desh. प्रतिच्छवि. सो इन दिस बद्ध जी जीव आर ऑफ टू काइंड्स, मुक्त एंड बद्ध. मुक्त एंड बद्ध. मुक्त आउट ऑफ माया, ऑलवेज सर्विंग कृष्ण एंड हिज तद्रूप वैभव. जितने उनका तद्रूप वैभव है उनका नारायण इत्यादि में भी सेवा करते हैं और वहां भी गोलोक वृंदावन में सिद्ध
लिबरेटेड
सोल दैट दे आर द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ बलदेव प्रभु कमिंग फ्रॉम बलदेव प्रभु एंड सर्विंग कृष्ण देव दे कैनॉट कम हियर इन माया only they can come with Krishna to play his pastimes and again they go return but they are not controlled by maya conditioned souls they will never return as a conditioned soul the servants of Vaikuntha and Tadrupa Vaibhava Vaman Trivikram Narayan and all others. They are not conditioned soul also. They cannot come and be controlled by Maya. Only the jivas coming from Karnabdishai Vishnu on Tatastha line by Tatastha Shakti. These are conditioned souls. We are among them. In them also there are two kinds of jivas. One just coming from Narayan, Karnabdishai Narayan, Tathasha Shakti, if they are looking towards Vaikuntha, they at once are empowered by Parashakti and they go to serve Krishna. And these jivas who never saw, and they saw towards Maya, looking and facing towards Maya. They were at once chant to Maya, and we are all these things. One thing he is telling, that even we are Baddhaji, but we have a shape, very, very beautiful shape. We have all the qualities that we can serve Krishna. Only it is covered with Maya, not destroyed. ये नष्ट नहीं हो जाता किंतु माया के द्वारा कवर में हो जाता है जब इस जगत में अवतरण करता है तो गुरु वैष्णव की कृपा से भक्ति लता बीज पाकर पुनः भगवान का नाम कीर्तन श्रवण इत्यादि करते 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 हरि कथा का श्रवण करते हैं उनमें दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा उत्पन्न होती है इन देम बाय हियरिंग हरि कथा एंड रीडिंग बुक शास्त्र वेद उपनिषद भागवत एंड पुराण Two kinds of Shraddha there are. One, Shastra Avadharana Mai. One. And another is Lobha Mai Shraddha. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ji aise spasht karke likhte hain. Ye sab pehle kahin nahi likha. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Ji ne bhi Rupa Goswami ki baaton ko samjhane ke liye bahut hi sundar Madhurya Kadambini ityadi mein likha hai. उस सब के पढ़े बिना हम लोग भक्ति लाइन में प्रवेश करना बड़ा भारी कठिन है कुछ लोग माधुर्य कादंबिनी इत्यादि ग्रंथों को या भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु बिंदु इत्यादि को समझ लेते हैं जैसे रसशास्त्र में प्रवेश करने के लिए वो है रसशास्त्र के लिए एक तरह से बिना व्याकरण के ही थोड़ा थोड़ा हम लोग जान सकते हैं इसलिए उसको छूते नहीं है पढ़ते ही नहीं है किंतु उन लोगों ने हम लोगों जैसे व्याकरण नहीं जानने वाले लोगों के लिए भी उसमें रुचि पैदा करने के लिए अथवा थोड़ा सा लोभ पैदा करने के लिए ये सब ग्रंथों का प्रकाशन किया है इसलिए हम लोगों को इन सब चीजों को पढ़ना चाहिए अध्ययन करना चाहिए वैष्णवों के साथ में नहीं तो भागवत में हम लोग प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते हैं चैतन्य चरितामृत में हम लोग नहीं प्रवेश कर सकते हैं इसलिए उन्होंने लिखा जो दो प्रकार की श्रद्धा होती है देयर आर टू काइंड्स ऑफ श्रद्धा विदाउट श्रद्धा वी कैनॉट इंटर इन भक्ति इन एनी केस व्हाट इज दैट श्रद्धा कृष्ण भक्ति कैले सर्व कर्म कृत है श्रद्धा शब्द विश्वास कहे गुरु जो कुछ कहते हैं गुरु भी ऐसा होना चाहिए गुरु सर्व भी ऑल्सो बोनाफाइड दैट व्हाट ही टेल्स इट इज ट्रू टू एक्सटेंट So, to have a Shraddha to Shastra, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. What our Guru Dev is telling it to extend. Not less than Vedas, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam. Ved, Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavat, Guruji's teachings and Vaishnava teachings are same. Chite te kariya aikya arna kariha mane asa.
Sadhu,
Guru, Shastravak. These are three, one. But we will have to see, decide something here. If Veda Shastra are telling one thing, and Guru and Vaishnava are telling one thing, combined they are telling, then we will have to give up that Shastra, Shastra-vakya. Because we are not understanding the essence of that Veda Upanishad. So we should try to understand Veda Upanishad by the help of Guru and Vaishnava. But sometimes if Sadhu, Vaishnava and Shastra is telling something and Guru is telling something, then we'll have to decide what is true. Then we'll have to give up that Guru Bhakti also. Because they are Sadhu. Sadhu means Vaishnava like Shiksha Guru. And Shastri is also like Shiksha Guru, they are telling. So we should know, we should try to understand why our Gurudev is telling like this. We can ask him, what is the explanation he is telling this thing? It may be that he will be Uttam Adhikari, we are not understanding. Otherwise he is not Kanishtha Adhikari yet, and he is telling like this. So, we should try to understand all these things. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that Shraddha of two kinds. The Pratham Shraddha, to have very strong belief in Shastra, that without Krishna Bhajan, we cannot cross birth and death, sufferings and sorrow and this world. So, must obey the Shastra. If you are not doing bhajan, you will have to go to hell for lakhs and lakhs births. That is why we should try to follow Shastra and do bhajan. This is called Shastra Avadharanamayi Shraddha. That is, it gives Vaidhi Bhakti. A pravritti comes, pravritti means?
Tendency
comes in the sadhak that we should try to do bhajan, otherwise we will go to hell. And another kind of Shraddha, there should be some impression of past births.
Past birth impression.
Impression. And by this, easily we can have an association of bhakts, pure bhakts. Hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam explanations from bona fide Vaishnava, Rashik, Tattvajna Vaishnava, lobh comes, a greed comes, that I want to serve Krishna like Sakha Sridham Subal, or Chitrak Patrak like Dasya, like Hanuman, Ramchandra. Sometimes we have some greed, like Rukmini, Satyabhama to serve them. Sometimes Maya, Jashoda and Nanda Baba, as Vatsalaras, a greed comes that I should serve him, Krishna, like this. And sometimes it may come that we should serve like gopis, Radha and Krishna conjugal. This is more better, but it is rare. In this, if the pravritti, tendency have come in our heart, either of Shastra Avadharanamayi or Lobhamayi. If you are not availing Sadhu Sangha, no association of Shuddha Vaishnava Tattagya, then they will dry. and at once they will be lifeless. And Shraddha, which was coming in our heart, go away. So always we will have to hear Harikatha in the association of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnava and Guru. Otherwise this Shraddha will go away. So by this hearing and hearing, Shraddha will come, anartha will go, we will know that what is anartha, what is offenses, and we should be very careful for this. And at last, nishtha will come. And after nishtha, asakti, ruchi, and bhav will come. The bhaks of bhav are very rare. You know that Billu Mangal, Bharat Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, in his last career, they have received bhav in their hearts. In bhav, there are two kinds of bhav. We know that Billu Mangal, and other we know Radharas Sudhanidhi, Prabodhananda Saraswati. There is some, both are same, but there are some Vaishishta, specialities. Prabodhananda Saraswati was inclined always Srimati Radhika, glorifying always Radhika. How he was glorifying? Yat king karish bausa khaluka kubani nityam parasya purusha sashi khanda bole jasya kadarasinhe vishubhanu jaya tatakeli kunja bhavanam ganamar janish. He always sees that Krishna is always pleasing Srimati Radhika. And another hand, Billu Mangal. Srimati Radhika is always pleasing to Krishna. There is prominency of Krishna, not of Srimati Radhika. But in Prabodhananda Saraswati, prominency of... Because Prem is Priyojan, so he is looking towards Prem, whose Prem is superior. And that is why he is like telling so. So everything we will find in this sixth shastak. We will try to begin it from tomorrow. Gaur Premanande, you should be prepared to, just we are going to give parikrama of Gaur. Abhi hum log Gaur ban mein parikrama karne ke liye bhi ja rahe hain. Abhi log